Triple Team Traffic over again to KSL's Traffic Center. And Ricky Meese, how are we doing on the drive home?
Just the typical delays. No accidents southbound I-15, a few on the northbound side. But if you're getting in your car, getting ready to go home, your delays are going to stretch southbound from the I-80-201 interchange through Sandy. Northbound I-15, we've had a couple of accidents just before 106 South and then again at about 8200 South. And that's causing spots of slowing Draper to Midvale. Southbound I-215's West Belt still seeing a slow drive from California Avenue to the Maverick Center and westbound on the 21st South Freeway. Some slowing as you're approaching 5600 West. Dave Meekum.
If you're heading northbound in Utah County at the south end of Provo, you're going to have an accident to slow you down. This is going to be northbound just past Center Street in Provo. Just before you get to the S curves, it's blocking the right lanes. You're going to have to get over into the left-hand lane and the HOV lane to get around this. It's going to cause pretty good delay. It looks like traffic backing well beyond Center Street at this point. So be ready to slow down. If you're going to get on the freeway out of Provo and you're going to head northbound, better to use 800 North in Orem at this point. Coming southbound off the point, all the way down past SR92 and Thanksgiving Point, almost to Lehigh Main Street. You're going to have delays there southbound on I-15. Mark?
You got more trouble now up north. It's a crash. KSL Traffic Trooper Don is seeing here in the last couple of minutes northbound I-15 just prior to 200 North Kaysville, adding to the Davis County delays. And in Clearfield, Main Street is horrible between 300 and 400 North. That's due to a trouble spot there. More homeowners trust Any Hour Services for their electrical, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs than any other service company in Utah. AnyHourServices.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.